My name is Joe Castro, and I go by the name Amillennial's Third Eye, and you're now listening to the Spiritual Shenanigan Radio Show, and I'm also a proud owner of crystals.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
So welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Shenanigans, where we are the trio of alchemists and stuff. I forget what the title is. I gotta look at it. We're here to do another live radio show / podcast of spiritual news, taroscopes, and spiritual development. I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Candace and Tony. Welcome back, guys.
Hello, hello.
What's good?
What's going on? How we doing?
We're doing
full on recovery mode, post blue super mode for sure.
Yeah, don't jump in all at once. You guys are like waiting. You guys can talk.
Yeah, I'm like waiting for the other person. You know, we don't want to talk over each other.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
if
you guys don't mind, we must do our beginning ritual, and that is explosions. Does anyone want to start with what they would like to explode?
That's our beginning ritual? That's not our ending ritual?
I don't know. I just know that I loved
it
so much.
Blowing shit up.
Yeah.
I mean, blowing shit up.
Do we want to have a vote to wait on that?
Yeah, let's get up ahead. It seems like a really great way to
end. Okay.
Just by blowing
it up. So, this is the time where we share some personal life stuff. Tony, you were at the Dixie Chicks or the Chicks last week. Please fill us in on that. How did it go?
Yeah, it was super awesome. It was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the heart of the Midwest. And it was at the Minnesota State Fair, where there were a lot of people, a lot of fresh food, and a lot of beer drinkers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Anything else going on in your life that you would like to share with the world?
There's shit else to do but drink beer.
said trip actually was very eye-opening. I feel like it was kind of a perfect storm of just like, hey, just so you know, these are the things that are happening in your life. These are consistent things for you. And these are the things that we're going to force you to work on. And we're going to make sure it happens during this trip as opposed to be chill and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't chill and relax, you got to do these things because we say so.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
yeah. It's like a commercial. It's like a life commercial. It's it sounds a lot better than like the pharmaceutical commercials where they make it look all great and fun, but they're like, you might die from this and you might have anyways, Candace, what's going on in your life?
What's going on? Well, this week has been quite the emotional roller coaster. My son moved.
Uh-huh.
Moved with his dad to Wisconsin out of state. So that was rough. It's been a very rough week as far as that goes, emotional. But lots of unexpected growth, which
I
is
see.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of, I was having, mirror situations and, I reckon, child trauma kind of came up in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a roller coaster of emotions, and I'm happy, I'm thankful and grateful and ready to move forward with the next chapter and my
amen.
Life and my son's life as well.
Yeah.
So
motivated. Amen. Che, loose to you.
Amen.
I agree with you. So a couple of different interesting things happened to me. One thing, well, the past week or so, well, the past week into this week, I've been noticing my thoughts. I've been kind of feeling similarities in the past where less intense, but like, what am I doing with my life? Not in a bad way, kind of like, okay, why is this happening? Also emotional, mm-hmm. feeling, and Tony brought this up, I want to talk about it later, being open to like a relationship, but in my mind, sometimes at work I have these moments where I do some subconscious things, but I had a discovery, and I was saying I am happy, and I do echo with my subconscious mind, I'm like, I am happy, it's in my head, and I kind of got to this point where I said, I am open to love, like I am ready for love, or things around that, not in an egotistical way of like, I don't love myself, but in a way of I'm ready, I am now ready, and that was kind of an eye-opener for me. Yeah, and I think there's a difference. There's a difference between we want, and then I was thinking, I'm ready, and I realized I really wasn't ready for what I wanted, and I felt it. And I also had this awesome opportunity to meet someone who is now a new friend, but was a follower or followed my page. And we had gotten some foods in the Beacon, New York area and talked. And she had shared with me something of one of my lives. And one of my lives, I had said something, and she said, I don't know why I wanted to thank you. And she realized later that day why she wanted to thank me. But the big eye-opener in the conversation, timing-wise, was that she had told me that she told other friends of hers, especially men, about a spiritual guide that, you know, named Joe, who helps people. And it made me think, because during the week I thought, well, I don't feel like I'm doing this passion of mine enough, or what am I doing with this? And I get in my head sometimes. And I think I said, you know, not to sound again like coming from my ego, but I sometimes don't realize or think the divine timing of a conversation or a topic can help someone, or even for men. But I don't know where to put that yet, because it could be very touchy-feely. I'm not against women. It was a very eye-opening conversation. Besides that, work. I did choose to take a day off yesterday, and I woke up and something said, take a personal day. And it wasn't one of those times where it's like, I don't want to do this today. No. I just felt like I needed it, and I followed my truth and my inner being, so I enjoyed it. And
good.
Everything's going good. So I think we should start with spiritual news. I've decided that I wanted to read into this full moon and what's going on, or what has happened. There's a lot to it. And so apparently this is also the second full moon in August, or this is the second full moon is a super moon. So this was the yesterday. The moon is in Pisces, and we already went through it. But Pisces is also an incredibly dreamy, imaginative, and intuitive sign, so that energy is going to be amplified for all of us right now. We might feel more psychic or tap deeper into our spirituality. And also, more importantly, be mindful of illusion as well, which Pisces can be susceptible to. Well, yeah, whatever. I'm not a Pisces, but I'm a cuz. When you do slip into the illusion within yourself, she says in this article, it's revealing your own shadow work. So this is a very special cosmic event, as it's a full moon meant for releasing and creating space. Additionally, according to Quinn, whoever that is, remember that we have a whole host of retrograde planets right now. Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Venus, and Mercury are all backspinning. So we could feel like we're in a bit of a holding pattern, but just as a Pisces is a water sign, we too can flow like water and allow ourselves to exist. Our karmic and spiritual lessons are really changing us right now to grow, so this deep, expansive work for our collective consciousness. They also say that nothing that Venus will be going direct a few days after this moon, which is something to look forward to, as such relationships themed might be particularly amplified under this as well. spotlight lessons. There's three things that are spotlighted in these full moon experiences. One is, hey, take a spiritual bath, because why not? Number two, explore your dreams, which I think is really, really important. And also number three, discern between making amends and setting boundaries. I thought that was pretty interesting. Thoughts, concerns, feels about this moon? I know it's a big topic.
It's a big topic. I'm ingesting it. I'm experiencing it as we speak.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, you know, going through and some of the clairoscopes, it'll reflect a little bit of what you just spoke upon too.
Tis the seed. Tony, I don't know if you didn't or not, it's okay. But in my notes from our meeting before we had our show previously, and we were in the middle of the show, and I was talking about something, and I looked over to my right where the notes are, and I went, oh, my God, Tony had mentioned a lot of this already. So you are like ahead of the times. You're psychic. And you had – I think we all collaborated, but Tony brought
up I'm starting to realize.
Yeah, so that was funny. I shouted you out. But this full moon, Tony, let's talk about it. I want to hear from you. What's the full moon thoughts on your perspective?
Full moon thoughts on my perspective? It was just really, really hardcore, and it was just like forcing, at least for me, it felt like it was forcing me to just feel things and embrace them as much as humanly possible, and it was just like, it felt like this impossible task. Like, the Leo Venus retrograde was a cakewalk compared to this. Mind you, not only was it the full moon, but like, what, most of the solar system is in retrograde? Like, what the hell are you supposed to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. So, it was just a lot of reminding myself of things that I've already been through, encouraging myself, pretty much going within, and remind myself, I got this, I'm here for you, and everything's going to be okay. It sounds so cliche and tacky, but it's super true.
Especially,
you have to like remind yourself you are there for you. You don't, it's clear, because especially Pisces, bless them, adore them, love them a bit to pieces, but they like to play victim. So in that moment, you're just like, no one's here to save me, no one's doing anything. What the hell? You got to be like, well, somebody is here for you. You're here for you. You're literally a person in it. Remind yourself you're in it, and just be there for yourself.
I called out of work, I had moments of self-sabotaging thoughts, like, what if they fire you tomorrow? What if they are disappointed and they put you on probation for some reason? I'm like, are we really doing this right now? I was like, Joe, number one, let's realize, like, we have a lot of time today because we took the day off, so we have to utilize that time now. Number two, let's not think about this. So, like, the more I had to re-discipline my mind, the less it had to talk about it. And then I was able to enjoy it because a part of my mind was also, like, what are they going to think if you, like, I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
I was like, no. And I got better at not even entertaining the thoughts. So I get what you're saying too. And Candace going through some your stuff, emotions. It's interesting. You know, Tony, you mentioned, I love this theme that we're doing because it's part of your gift. You mentioned colors, and you said green is on the horizon here. Or is it here now, color-wise, or are we still going into it?
I think it's on the way. I think there's still some blue, but it's like these aftershocks. But green is for sure on the way, like it's right there. It's just like the blue has to kind of like mellow out of it. And I can kind of like see it when I go outside. Like everyone's kind of like, as I was just walking from the store, I was like, I saw how people were like coping post. I was like, this has never happened. I've never seen this many people out like doing stuff like this. Like I saw a bunch of people bike riding, I saw a bunch of people food. I saw a lot of people like walking down the street eating ice cream. I was like, what is all everybody coping?
I was going to mention something. What was it, Joe? Bring it back. It was. Oh, damn. Had an ADD moment. Think. What was
so
it? What was it?
So you brought something up, Joe, with the moon? The difference between, like, setting, like, boundaries and what was the other thing? Mm. The boundaries are very important.
Noting the difference between making amends and setting boundaries.
Amends. Right. Yeah. Forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
And boundaries.
Either.
Yeah. It's okay to like if you're in some sort of toxic situation, obviously, but, making amends does not mean that you have to let that person back into your life. You can love them from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
know,
that in mind, because
I thought about this again today recently too, with what you're saying here, and the big thing that kind of came into my thoughts was everything is love. So even when someone isn't getting along with you or you're not getting along with them, it's literally like it's all love. It could be, you can look at it with lack of love, but it's really like someone does, let's say I'm not healed yet from my past and it's like you're triggering it, it's still out of love. Like you in a relationship and I'm loving you or you're loving me or whatever we don't want to use the fancy words for, and something happens. It's just basically a somewhere in within the topic of love. And I don't know, I say that because so much time can go by, and I'm not saying this in an intuitive aspect, I'm saying this in a hypothetical. You know, people get old, people pass away, we get older, years go by, and you realize, like,
time is short.
You might not really have hated that person, you actually really love them, and you might be really upset and angry, and you're really not angry, you're just in grief because of someone's passing and they're not there anymore. And it's, I guess like I'm trying to say is be in the present moment. We don't have to hold on to things as long as we think we do. And just take a moment to think about it. Cause we can be mad at someone for so long. And when you heal yourself in those topics, you're like, wow, I can't believe I held on to that for so long. I want to remind the listeners, we are doing readings at the end of the show here, so make sure you call in because it is by, like, an order, and make sure you press 1 because it lets me know on my end that you want me to take a call. We do have another contest for this show. It is a riddle. I changed it up again, so it's not the same riddle as before, but I changed it. I do have some surprises going on. Without further ado, it's time for the Tarascopes.
Hey.
All right. Our weekly tarot for the week of September the 3rd to September 9th. All right, guys. All right. Earth signs, you're up. All right, so I'm going to need you guys to take a deep breath and breathe in and release. And I hope you're feeling a little bit better because this week is going to require you to use some major brain power, especially in order to think, like, outside of the box in regards to probably multiple, different situations, especially when it comes to, like, learning how to – you're going to have to balance. Learn how to balance things, communication, relationships, people, work situations. The week's going to be about finding ways, especially like non-traditional ways and outside of the box, in order to overcome the difficulties you're going to have during the week. On to the air signs. Our Geminis, our Libras, and Aquarius. You guys are going to be giving some sort of an offer or like a sweet deal. Something that's going to be it may sound too good to be true, but you'll have to, it's like almost like, what? For me? No way. You know, like, mm-hmm. it's almost like you don't think you deserve whatever's coming, but it's going to bring change. Now, you got to look at it and see what, if the change is worth, like, is the risk for worth the reward? You know, so it's like the change gonna, is it worth it, you know, good or bad? Is it worth it?
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
That's right. Mm. Yeah, that's the new one, Jeff.
Look at me go.
That's cool. I know, look at you. So you're definitely going to, not everything is as it seems, though. So don't be tempted. It's going to sound good, but definitely look into it and definitely, like, weigh everything out and look into it for sure. But good things,
okay.
Good things.
I shall.
Fire signs. Leos, Aries, and Sagittariuses. Listen up. You've been working very, very hard lately towards your goals and manifesting the future. And you're on the right path, you're doing the right things, and whatever is necessary, you've overcome the obstacles, you've done the inner work, you've done it, you're there. So just stay the course, because it's coming, it's that much more closer. You got to remember, the bigger the manifestation, the longer it's going to take, and the harder or more effort you actually have to put into it. So it's coming. Just continue doing what you're doing. Don't lose faith. It's on its way. Water signs are Cancers, Scorpios, and Pisces. So transformation and rebirth popped up. And this is all about, this is your time to shine, water signs. You're beginning to become one with who you are and embracing it for once. And so, like, love starts from within. So, and it radiates throughout. You're going to have, like, a glow to you, water signs. The more you embrace who you are, accept who you are, and love who you are, and this is all about you. So love yourself, and the more you love yourself inwardly, it's going to reflect outwardly. And it's also time to make, this is a time for you to make yourself a priority. I feel like for a lot of the water signs, they're very... They attend to everyone else's needs first. Now it's your turn. So take care of you. You do you, and watch yourself grow. So with that, I hope all of the signs have a wonderful and magical week.
Oh, thank you. You too. You know, I got to tell you, I'll admit it. I sometimes watch YouTube tarot readings, and the reason when I watched earlier was like, Aquarius, you're on fire. You got deals coming out. People want you. And then you said that. And then Tony laughed. It made a noise the same time I did. And I was like, who knows what it's going to be. But ladies and gentlemen, this Aquarius is on fire.
It's crazy, though, because, I mean, well, sometimes it could be like the littlest of things or the greatest of things. You know what I mean? You know, but yeah, I hear you. It's gonna be a good week, guys. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be amazing. It is excellent. You know, I'm using newer words to describe what I want, which is
there you go.
Bountiful wonders happening each day. Every day keeps getting better. It's fantastic. Feels
words
good. Tony had mentioned in our chat, our group chat. I'm so happy that we have our group chat. It's like an actual real good one now. I always wanted to be a part of a cool group chat. And Tony mentioned songs that were saying, put your hands up or put things above.
Oh, top of the world.
Top of the world, right, right. And it reminded me of when I was going through, I don't want to say ascension process, but it was like a step-up journey, mental, dimensional upgrading. But music was telling me, put your hands up to the sky while we're here. Let's have fun, all this other stuff. Like, the gates are open. It was like songs we know. The lyrics were very blunt, and I was getting the message. But it reminded me of the oneness in Candace. I don't know if you can explain to everyone. I actually want to hear it myself. What is it like when Joe has a freak out moment and is going through a soul upgrade journey? And you could be blunt and honest. I want people to like understand so that way they aren't alone. But I also want to hear it from your side. I never really get to ask these questions.
Okay, so what is Joe? Okay, wait, which the, from beginning to end, or just like some random point? In, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Joe, you're very critical of yourself. You're very, but at the same time, you critical like not. It can be you're constructive with it because you're,
mm-hmm.
you're wanting to learn and to grow, but you do
mm-hmm.
tend to criticize yourself a lot, which is okay. But you do it for growth. As a person of myself that picks up on energies and people, with you, you're all over the place.
Well, I'm talking about like when I'm going through like the growth moment.
Yeah, me too. You're like all over the map.
Scattered.
At first, because you like it's like the chaos before the change. You're like all over the place. What do I do? And like you're trying to like collect your thoughts really and try to like make sense of what's going on before you make a decision on what to do, kind of.
That's true.
That you're like your thoughts are just like, and your energy, it's like haywire. And then
mm-hmm.
it's crazy because like I watch, it's weird. My abilities are kind of weird. So, like,
yeah, it's weird.
Like it's going, if you can imagine like a hose that's like on, right? Full of water.
Mm.
And it's just like playing in the air. Like that's what I see with you. When a bunch of them, and then like slowly, like the water turns off and each one deflates. So like slowly, you kind of get yourself collected and everything is grounded again. But
that's a good explanation.
It's kind of chaotic at first, but it's really interesting because you're just a very, like I said, you're very critical. But in a way to grow, like, and to learn.
Mm.
And, like, I'm not saying this because you're my bestie or trying to blow you up, but it's beautiful to watch someone go through, like, growth like that. It is. It's really cool to watch someone grow, you know, and to metamorphosis. Is that the right word?
I guess the reason why...
to a butterfly. I don't know.
The reason why I wanted to, not just about myself, it's more like I want people to hear what it's like to go through. Like, you made it sound nice. I feel like I go crazy sometimes because I have these moments. And then you mentioned something in the middle of it where I'm like, oh, shit. And it's very, it's weird. Tony, sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I was just saying that you're on the right path with metamorphosis. That is
metamorphosis. Okay. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's true.
But it's an experience for sure. I love being there for it because, like, you know, I'm fortunate enough, and you know, to have someone to bounce those. Am I crazy? You know what I mean? To bounce those ideas off of. Like, does this sound crazy to you? Yeah. It's But
that
it's emotional. It's draining. It is. energetically, it's draining sometimes, depending on the situation or, like, you know, the length of it or whatever. But in the end, it's, like, always worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is always worth it. Like we were talking about before, growth comes when we're not – it's, we don't subscribe to it. Well, we do, but we can't unsubscribe, and we don't know when it's coming. But when those moments hit you, man, and I want to kind of give it more explanations. I don't think people give it enough because I think everyone has different experiences. But for me, I'll have these reality experiences where music is synchronistic and my intuition is telling me shit, and it's like loud. It's like God's talking to you, or it gets really profound. And it, to some people, if you tell them, if they're not of the higher dimensional thinking, they might think it's crazy. And then when you're experiencing those things sometimes, you know that you're not. My voice cracked a little bit. Maybe I did. I'm not crazy. You feel uncomfortable because you're going through another transformation, and it could be an upgrade of different things, and it's not always oh my god, I love this,
not always,
it's all
pleasant.
Fun.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, rainbows and unicorns farting Skittles and stuff. It's nothing like that.
Right Tony, what are we learning today? What is the spiritual insight and education from Tony's Corner today?
I was actually having a very hard time trying to think of something that would at least pertain to the super blue moon. But I guess I got inspired by what I was saw when I was walking around and I saw people, how they were coping. So I think a lot of how people cope with certain things kind of tells you a lot about who they are and where they've come from and been through and so on and so forth. So, like I said before, I saw a lot of people who were eating ice cream. So they kind of go back to, like, kind of reminds me of their youth and how they actually have, like, a fairly healthy and wealthy-ish childhood. So that kind of tells you a little bit about them in a way. I saw people who were exercising a lot. Those people tend to, like, need to exert energy and, like, push things out of it. So that kind of tells you about who they are as people in regards to just kind of like trudging through things. It's going to be like fighters, pushers. I don't want to say aggressive, but they tend to like trudge through and push through so much things. They don't tend to like run away from it. That's how they tend to cope. That kind of tells you about how they are as people too. So like little small stuff like that kind of lets you know if you can, you know, vibe with them. I tend to, if I can vibe with people who tend to cope with things via, you know, a healthy martini. You know what I mean? That's how I would be working about.
Nice.
And then you have folks who tend to, I don't know, I suppose some people smoking a couple of blunts. That's how they cope too, because
hell
they're more effective, they're more alert, they tend to be able to just be like, look, this is how I unwind, this is how I deal, and that's how they kind of like cope with it. So, to each their own, everybody has their thing. I had a point, but it escaped me because I came up with this on the fly.
That was very good. You know, if I were to share about myself, well, for everyone, the more I think we get to know ourselves, I like to see it in layers. Like for myself, coping, when it comes to coping mechanisms, not coping, working on yourself, you're going to get better at yourself, learning about yourself. But I think that some people have a hard time with this because one of the common denominators I find is that they don't, it's not that they don't want to, it's almost as if they don't know how to go within yet or be aware yet. Mm-hmm. But I like the observant part of what you're mentioning too, and people, situations. I think even realities of opportunities, things changing, things you might not have seen before happening, suddenly they're happening now. Like for me recently, I like to look at this. I look for small, little signs, because I used to be super focused on big things. So now I look for the small things, because those turn into the big things. And I guess my whole point about this whole observational thing from the inside and outside is just the more you really get to love yourself and want to learn about yourself, because we think we know ourselves, but really don't. And I think when we can actually accept that, you'll be like, you know what, I want to, like, I turned it into a fun activity. Let me learn about Joe for the first time ever. And then that was, you know, a couple of years ago. I've observed myself and we come a long way. And look, here we are now, having fun, collaborating, and spiritual insight. Whoa. People eating ice cream. Well, it's also like a self-love thing too. It's a, you're it's a mess. Uh-huh. You know what, Tony, you got me on a fucking rant now, because now I'm excited. So if you think about this, ever since we're born, we have memories or experiences. Those experiences bring emotions or responses. And so how do you know you like something? Because your brain said, ooh, what's this? And someone said ice cream. You're like, what kind of ice cream? Like 3 years later, what's this called again? You know. And then later on, you just do it. You don't realize why you're doing it. Maybe you're doing it because you need love, self-love. And your brain goes, ice cream. So I think it's interesting. But we can also be responsive to negativity and triggers instead of being open to trust and love and wanting to be open. We're triggered by the memory. And it's like just consciousness and awareness. But I'm fascinated by these things. What's next? I want to remind the people listening, we do have a contest coming up after the musical break. That is your chance to win a 30-minute mentorship session with me and this show. We also, what else we got going on here? We're going to be doing some readings, so make sure you call in. The number to call in is 563-999-3725. And make sure you call in, because you never know who's waiting in the list of people. What else is going on? Anyone want to bring up anything in particular? Anything in your mind? Anything in your soul?
Well, how about our riddle?
Well, the riddle is a surprise. We're going to have to wait on that till after the musical break. Tony, get what happened, Tony?
Oh, come on. Give everyone time to think about it, right? And
well,
you know?
I have a surprise plan for the riddle.
Okay.
So the riddle will be coming up after the musical break, and then we will take callers on what you guys think the riddle is, so you can answer it and then possibly win the contest for today's show. And also call in for a reading, and we'll take a couple of callers. So we do have a couple songs here, and today's songs were picked. Candace has picked Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what was that about?
It's I'm gonna get emotional. Okay, let me stop. Hold on. Okay. So I picked it because, like, I first of all I love the song, but because it's just so positive and it's just like encouraging in a sense to live life to the fullest, so to speak. Because, like, nothing is set in stone, and life is what you make it. So, like, and I heard it again, and it's like you were talking about music. Music is such a healer. Because every time I hear, like, the same song, but, like, in a different context, it has, like, a different meaning. And so, anyways, like, I don't know. I heard it the other day, like on a drive home, when I was taking, you know, from my son to the airport. And I'm just like, oh man, you know. So, yeah, so it's just, if my son's listening, live life, enjoy everything. Life is short, time is short, you know, just live it up.
Yes.
Yeah, live it, experience it. And Tony, you had picked the song Above. I don't remember the name of the artist, but what was that song? Why did you pick that song?
Like this lovely show today, it was inspired by the super full moon, and the opening lyrics are talking about like I've been longing. So I feel like there's just a lot of those Pisces feelings of romanticizing and romantic and longing for these fantasies and wishes we make with our hearts and our hopes and dreams. So in the chorus, they keep talking about, like, keep me above. And it's kind of like, keep me hoping just to be kept above the fray, above the BS, holding on to those fantasies and wishes and hopes and dreams, but also above getting lost in it all. So that's kind of where that inspiration came from.
I am above the influence. No, it's not funny.
There. That's old school dare joke. If people don't remember. He's above the influence.
So I don't know if you guys heard of it. I actually heard it today on the way home. And I said, this is the song. And the song is Superhero by The Script.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I've heard that. Like, The Script is on my iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
I love The Script.
So I think it's because it reminded me of, like, Phoenix of the Ashes, and you're going to go through stuff in life. You're going to have a hard, cold, you know, protective shell, and so you're going to be more open and find yourself, and it just reminded me of that. So we're going to play these songs that we have picked. We're going to do the riddle after the musical break, and we're also going to be taking callers for some readings here. I really recommend you stick around, because if you fall out of the line or you hang up and call back, you go in a different position. I also recommend you get some family and friends to call in with you, or bring your friend on the phone with you. Who knows? Bring your peoples. All right, so we're going to play some songs, have some fun, and we'll be right back.
I've been longing for understanding. I've been longing for you. Oh, please don't. I've been longing for understanding.
prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. On his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's cold. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it all your life,
so we're back from our musical break, and joining me is our special guest this evening, which is Miss Maria, which is my mother. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm well.
So,
oh, hi.
I'm so excited.
My co-host Candace and Tony, say hello.
Hi, Candace.
Oh, my God, Joe, that was the coolest yet. Best surprise ever.
Well, that's why I said let's wait for the riddle.
You didn't know?
Surprise.
I have no idea. What? Oh my God. I love you. Oh my God. Sorry.
Aww.
I am just.
Aw, you're too cute.
I love your mom. Your mom is great.
Too.
You know, like you and I, God, when we first started doing the podcast, and I was going through some shit with one of my kids, like, whoo, that's some heavy shit, and your mom just, like, was there, and, like, on it, and, like, man, like, I would not have came through the other side without her. Thank you, Mama LaCastro. Like, without you, that moment, like, I'd still be there. Thank you.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice to hear.
You make an impact in the world.
Well, I'm glad that was my whole intention when I went into the career, to make, to help people, to make an impact. Not in the world, one person.
You did. One person at a time. One person at a time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you for that.
Oh,
you're very welcome. Maybe you can do some readings while you're here. Maybe it can impact more of the world.
I got a sage. I don't know if I did a reading or did I do like therapy. I don't remember which one I did.
It was a little of both. It was the whole nurturing, mama nurturing, and like a little bit of therapy in there and a little bit of reading. It was a mixture. It was everything that I needed in that moment.
I tend to do that, like in when I do therapy. I'm an administrator now, so I don't do very much therapy. But when I do, it's always been that psychic piece that comes in, and it sends me to the right questions, and it gets me to the core very quickly. It doesn't take very long. It takes me a matter of moments. It's like when spirit talks to me, they talk to me all the time.
Well. Without further ado, I think it's time for the riddle. Mom, if you can please read us the riddle this evening. And for callers, we'll be taking callers. We'll still do readings. But if we're going to take your call, this is a chance for you to win a 30-minute session with me and a mentorship session. So have fun with it. Let's see who gets it right. What's the riddle, Mom?
I gotta say, this is a good one. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I thought I told you.
No, you didn't tell me anything.
I didn't.
Okay, so here it goes. Always old, sometimes new. Never sad, sometimes blue. Never empty, sometimes full. Never pushes, always pulls.
All right, guys. Let's take a caller. We got area code 703. What do you think the riddle is?
I don't have a clue.
Neither do I. Don't feel bad.
Well, I'll read it.
I'm never good at riddles.
Read it again.
Always old, sometimes new. Never sad, sometimes blue. Never empty, sometimes full. Never pushes, always pulls.
What do you think this riddle is?
I would say a wheelbarrow. But
oh,
can
no.
I even call in and see if I can answer?
Always old.
Always old, sometimes new. Never sad, sometimes blue. Never empty, sometimes full. What do you think it is? Well, wait.
I would have said a wheelbarrow, but I don't have a clue. I really don't know.
Not a wheelbarrow. I'll give you one more shot, and then.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You're throwing the towel in. All right, we got area code 561. What do you think this riddle is talking about?
Like the other caller, I have no idea.
Oh, wow. We got a challenging riddle here.
I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time with it.
Yeah, you want to give them, can you offer a clue?
All right.
This is hard.
Tony, I think Tony knows it, so I'm going to ask Tony to give a clue.
Did he give a clue? It has a lot in common with coins.
With what?
Coins?
Coins.
As in, like, spell that. I can't hear
coin.
You.
Coin.
Coins,
C-O-I-N-S. Oh, coins, like in change, right.
I don't know if that's, it kind of does. All right, let's see if I can come up with another actual part to this. It's connected to a feminine energy. All right, area code 561, I'll give you one more hint. It's connected to the feminine energy and the spiritual community. What do you think it is?
Well, I thought pentacles.
No, it is not.
Oh, that's not bad, though.
No,
we'll come back.
So I think I know it now.
Well... We currently don't have any more callers.
We're done.
Well, listen, we can give another clue, and I guarantee you the next caller will get it.
All right. So we'll read the riddle again. Read it again, Mom.
All right. Always old, sometimes new, never sad, sometimes blue, never empty, sometimes full, never pushes, always pulls.
And my clue was it is connected to the feminine energy.
It would be.
And Tony's clue would be the coin.
Oh, I thought it was a tarot card.
Oh, wait. Did I mess up and not share the fact that it is not a tarot card?
Probably.
Yeah, I messed up on that one.
That was me putting it together. You never said that it wasn't.
No, I was doing tarot card riddles for the most. All right, so this is not a tarot card.
Well, geez, somebody said a wheelbarrow. So I
actually, oh, my God.
What?
It is a tarot card.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, this is kind of funny because I didn't plan on it being a tarot card, but it is. That's the second hint. Oh, so we got an area code. All right, so We got area code 470.
Oh,
no
shit. Yeah.
Well, because my thoughts were like, let's do this new riddle. I don't want to do a tarot card. I'm going to do it on this blank thing. And then I just realized it is a tarot card. Area code 470. We have a riddle here. If you win, you get a 30-minute session with me for mentorship sessions. And it's always old, sometimes new, never sad, sometimes blue, never empty, sometimes full, never pushes, always pulls.
Oh.
And it is the two giveaway.
Oh, okay, I know what.
Is that?
I almost said it.
You almost said it.
I almost said it.
It's connected to the feminine energy, and also I had the intention of not doing a tarot card riddle tonight, but it is a tarot card. Actually.
However, but you know, I was thinking another
always
tarot card.
Always never sad.
Hold on.
Sometimes blue, never empty. Sometimes full, never pushes.
Always pull. I could sing a song and it would and people would get it.
If you know what it is.
Yeah.
What do you think this riddle is
about? I'm not
about?
Getting I have no clue.
Hold on,
oh, wow. I really came up with a hard one tonight.
Hold on. It's this one.
Did I?
You did.
I can't find it. Well, it's that.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
My mom has it.
Yeah.
And apparently it shows up in multiple cards in the tarot deck.
It's not just in one. It doesn't have its own card.
It does.
It does?
Yes.
It does.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is the blank card.
So, is that the only way to get a reading?
Oh, no. We're going to come back to readings in a minute. We're doing the riddle. We do a contest every Thursday on the show here.
Oh, I see.
But you have an opportunity to shout out, think of a random, whatever comes to mind.
Whatever comes to mind. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think is the riddle talking about?
Always old.
Okay. You want me to give you the key words in this riddle?
No.
We came
around. So
all right.
It is the blank card.
I just like some chocolate. I should be sharp.
Oh, wow. That, and that.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, that's funny.
That, and that. That's what
puts
together.
That's a giveaway at this point.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't think anyone has won this contest this round. That's okay. But, Tony, what do you think the riddle is talking about?
The riddle is talking about the moon.
Yes.
It is talking about the moon. I actually did not plan on doing a tarot card tonight, and then I realized it is a tarot card. Well, we will have to.
You stepped in to do tarot cards.
Yeah, we're going to have to do the contest for another next time, but we didn't have a winner this time around. My mom was saying
that
it's
a riddle.
If you take the – this was actually not ChatGPT this time. This was Google.
It was hard.
Yeah. ChatGPT was very crappy this time around. I was disappointed.
I was looking at, you know, if you looked at the keywords and it's like you don't look at what's the never part. It was like the new, the blue, the full, the pull. What's new, blue?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the keywords.
Yeah. Wow. Disappointing.
I was saying the coin, as in like quarters, halves, but it was a terrible one, but it was all I got.
Oh, that's why you said coin. I got confused with coin because then I went to sun.
Yeah.
The sun? Because I'm thinking discs, the sun. You know,
gotcha.
My mind was really going.
Well, I think it's time to take a reading. Are we all participating in readings?
I'm not tonight. I mean, I can give some, like, intuitive guidance maybe, but I don't even have my cards. So, that web. I know. My tools. I don't have my tools. But I got my intuition. So if I have it. If I have any intuitive guidance to offer, I will.
This is mine. This is mine.
Yeah.
You took my feather.
So anyways, I did not take any feather sage things. Tony, are you going to participate in the reading?
Yeah, I'll go in from a couple of my 2 cents.
Yeah. All right, we got area code 703. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's going on? What can we do for you?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia, and now your riddle makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now it makes sense. I didn't even get it.
It was Google.
Definitely makes sense.
I will less challenging riddles for the next show.
Okay,
so you're here
for
a reading, right?
Yes, a loved one.
You said a loved one?
No, I would love one, a reading. I have a question.
I think you're looking for love. We both said love reading.
No. No, it's actually a job.
No,
it's a job one.
No, I actually guess, I got something else. But
yeah, we got a couple of things. I wish you didn't say the job thing. I got the job. All right, so for what I'm picking up right now.
I had an interview 2 weeks ago when she called me last week and said she had a couple more people she was interviewing, but I was still interested in the position, and I had an interview this Tuesday. So I don't know if you see one of them coming through with an offer.
Yeah. What I recommend next time when you get a reading, don't tell people anything. Because I didn't want to know anything
yet.
Just letting you know now. I do get things coming in for you. And there was work, and there's also something with love. I mean, and as much as you said no, that's coming in. Or something coming with that, within that subject. But the thing about this topic with both of them, matter of fact, is when my guide is, I work with my spiritual guides. They're saying that you've got to be less picky when it comes to both situations or anything that's going to bring you happiness, because you're looking at certain things that are maybe not completely what you want. And my guide is saying you have to let go and be patient and kind of be willing to move forward, because what my guide's also saying is you feel like you deserve a lot, which is not wrong, but you also have to see things through. And you talk yourself out of things, and you got to be more patient with it. I do see opportunities coming in, but you're going to have to make a decision, and you're going to have to weigh out the pros and cons. But there's a good season coming in for you, but there is also something with relationship and love. Even if you're in one right now, it's going to change. Things around that. Mom?
No, I'm not in one, but I would love one. But I'm not in one.
You didn't want one before. You're like, no, talk about work. No, I'm just kidding.
Be open to receive.
Be open to receive. But you have to make decisions.
Yes, absolutely.
Too. Choose to be in it. Mother.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm not getting that this interview you had 2 weeks ago that they're going to be calling you, only because there was nothing personal. I just thought they just might find somebody that was a little bit more qualified. But I also get the feeling that that person that they think is more qualified is not going to stay with them, and they're going to regret not calling you. Or they might call you later. But I didn't get a positive thing, but I also didn't get a positive thing that was the job for you.
Right.
I didn't feel like it was a good fit for you. Like you want it because it may have on the outside it sounded one way, and then really when you get in there it's a whole other story. And there's a misconception of what they were presenting. I think they sugarcoated it a lot. There was more to it, and there was a good reason why you didn't get chosen.
Divine timing.
No, I think there's a lot of reasons, because sometimes when they pick up that someone's too savvy, or someone will question their methods or their workflow or whatever it is, they won't hire that because they know that it's going to be trouble from the get-go.
because you're going to ask questions, and then there's stuff that's going to be exposed.
You see what I mean? So it's like, there was something that arbitrarily, but is there something with a car right now with you?
I bought a new car almost 2 years ago.
Positive or negative?
No, it's actually positive.
You're thinking about buying a new car? Like another one?
No, I just bought one. Oh, no. I just bought one.
Okay. Because that was the first thing that popped up when you were talking about the interview.
Maybe she had a hard time getting that car.
Hmm. Is it blue?
Yeah, it's like a bluish color. Yeah.
That was the first thing that popped up when, oh, okay, that's why. All right. Basically the reason why while you were talking about that, you're thinking about the payments, the car, the bills, the this, the that, and somehow that thought must have went through your head and I picked it up. It was like, I thought like the car. Okay, what about the car? Is there something wrong with the car? And I didn't get more. But that's really, you want to keep up.
It reminds me of someone, I shared this recently, is that it's easy for us as humans to get caught up in worries. And in this situation, where I really recommend, especially what my guides were saying before too, is just keep looking and applying, but be less picky on what it is. Just don't read into it too much, because it's easier to feel the vibration and apply to something that looks good. And the worst case scenario is that they call you back and you're like, oh, no, I didn't mean to apply to that one. Or you find out it's something really good, and look out for new things, because we get worried easily and it's easy to fall into the unknown, what can happen. But I had a client that's a friend of mine as well, and I told her this in different situations, but she had been having a job issue too, and then she worried. And then she got a job interview and she worried. And then she got a job and then she lost it. And she kind of came in like three levels. But for you, just keep looking and make sure you don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it.
No, I'm not. I mean, I have a job. I just don't like it. But the job that I applied for, I'm a former employee, and I've done the same job for 3-4 years. Real estate office. I've worked with three different people. And she actually reached out to me for the position. So, because I'm, more than qualified. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Like I said, when you know too much, sometimes that's a problem for them, because you're going to question the method.
You don't want to go backwards either. It's going to be like a lack of, there's a loop there of repetition or repeating the same. You're looking for happiness. And
I do my job now, repetition. I hate it.
Yeah. You need something, to be honest with you, and it's time to level up in a way or make change, because you're looking for this thing within you, and within us is in our reality, and you're looking for happiness, but it's not going to be in the places we've been. It's going to be in something new and something it's uncomfortable, but it's because we have to learn.
But here's
more.
The other thing. Jobs, like I've had a million of them myself. Okay. So I could tell you that, as you go on, it's always something new. It's great. It's nice for the beginning, but it can't be the end all to happiness. I mean, think of like life as a flower, think of a daisy, and you're the center of that daisy. You can't just have two petals on that daisy. It can't be just home and work. Life won't be full. So in order to find happiness, that fullness has to come by you putting the petals on there. So they got to be different ones. There has, there's friends and hobby and interests and on and on, and just different things to make that flower full. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know the work takes up a lot of the day, but it's not your life. It's how you make money.
Right.
Yes, you should. I think you should be comfortable. I shouldn't be miserable. That just complicates things. But you'll find, boredom and repetition and aggravation. And
it's almost like that's why we weren't picking up on you having a job, is you just do it so repetitively. It's mundane. it's not even a job at this point. It's just like you're doing it because you know how to do it. It's not passionate. You're not really there.
But yeah, that's what I do now. Yeah.
We got to take another caller, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. Thanks.
All right, we got area code 561. I'm going to let Tony start with this one. Well, do you want to start, Tony?
No, I'll sit back for a second and then I'll chime in.
All right. Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Casey, Florida. I just wanted to know if you've seen me meeting anyone soon.
What's your name?
Stacy,
you got...
Stacy, what's your birthday? Yeah.
The day after Christmas, it's in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy, you got some emotions that you need to really start honing in on and working with because there's some stuff from your past and there's also some hard... It's like you want to be more expressive and outgoing or charismatic, but you can't look for someone to bring that out of you. And there's fear coming in. You're afraid to open up to people. Here's what my guys are saying.
I get a sense.
Hold on. You can't be afraid to share with someone what you've been through because there's a fear of judgment. There's a fear of they're going to find out one day. You're going to share with them, this is what happened to me. You're not trash. You're not broken. You're still human and everything. I don't have everything. I don't have all the materials and I have what I need. And there's things I'm grateful for. My point is you're not perfect and I'm not perfect either. And you give yourself a really hard time when it comes to who you should be and what your life should look like. And what my guide is also telling me is that you really need to stop thinking about certain things about yourself. Because you got to start thinking more positive. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are spiritually gifted. That's what's coming up first. Mom, what do you got?
I'm going to say a bootload of anxiety. That's what I got. And worry. And judgment, like Joe said, judgment against yourself. Or approaching situations fearful that you're going to get a rejection and that almost it'll happen. It becomes like that self-fulfilling prophecy where you
manifest it.
That, you're not going to like me and I know that, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden that's exactly what happens because.
No, I haven't dated in a long time. That's what I'm saying because I don't have a problem of people being attracted to me, but it's just that
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're not attracted.
Yeah,
to
it's,
saying
it's,
that it's your the approach. Yeah, no, it's the approach.
I don't know.
The anxiety and the projection of yourself that goes on to these people that you're creating the self-fulfilling prophecy. And I gotta say, I hate this saying. It really is true. It's like you gotta love yourself. I can't stand that.
I don't like
saying.
It either because
it's just like it's so like
it's so action packed in a word to really explain.
And it's like I can't even think of the word. It's like when it's old hat. Without that saying or without that phrase, there's something to that, meaning that you really have to like yourself and you really have to like your personality, who you are, what you do. And notice that everybody else is different no matter what.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be liked by everyone, but there will be kindred spirits that do resonate with you.
Yeah. Stacey, I want to say something because we're doing readings, but my guide wants me to explain why the messages are coming this way. It might sound like advice, but this is really one of the, not to say this in a higher king or macho way, this is a better reading because sure, we can say, oh, I see someone coming in your life, da 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 da. But the truth is that our guides right now are telling us and talking to us about what the challenges you have right now so that you can bring that in. And this is also, self-love is also about self-awareness, meaning this is, I'm feeling this right now. And I know that this is just an obstacle in my way. I'm afraid that I'm going to be lied to. I'm afraid that I'm going to be judged, or I'm afraid, things of that nature. And if you really want a relationship, my guide is saying a couple different things here. You're going to meet someone, but you're going to meet a reflection of yourself, and you're not meant to heal or help other people right now. This is about you on you. The other thing, too, is if you also really want a relationship, I see you taking notes or journaling or thinking about, I want you to start doing something for yourself more each day. What were you going to say, Mom?
I was gonna ask you a question. Do you want a partner who's a caretaker, or do you want a partner who's a friend?
A caretaker.
Who will accommodate your anxieties, who will accommodate your worries, who will like soothe your mind.
Yeah, it's because it seems like when female friends find boyfriends, you don't really see them anymore. They're too busy. You don't want to be like a third wheel.
That's not what I'm asking. Okay, in a partner, when you're looking for a mate or, a partner, a boyfriend, I don't know if you're, if you're gay, you're straight, I don't have but if you're looking for, let's say, a boyfriend, do you want that boyfriend to be a caretaker, or do you want him to be a partner, like a friend and a partner and a steady man or a steady person?
Yeah, like somebody that I like your best friend and more. Somebody
I want you to really sit and ask yourself the type of person you want to be with. Because what I'm hearing, and I'm saying this with love, please don't take it the wrong way. What I'm hearing is you want someone, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's more or less really putting the thought into, because the universe will bring you someone, but then we have to realize, no, I really want someone who has time to be able to schedule with me, or has this and has that, not material, but this is not only just relationship with a person, it's realizing who you are as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to attract that, I'm big on law of attraction. I would start to think about the type of person you want to be with in detail and really think about that, because we wind up looking for people to fulfill ourselves with love, and we're really empty with love. And it's not about someone making us feel happy.
I took so many years like when I met people, it's like if they don't have certain qualities, I say no, no, no. So I kind of feel bad because I've been rejecting people. Mm-hmm. And because if you don't see a potential, I attract a lot of guys, but if they're not, they don't, in other words, if they just got out of a relationship or there's different things that I say no right away. I don't want to waste their time or my time if I don't see its potential. And I kind of feel bad about that, because some people say, well, give them a chance, because
there's things I call the deal breakers. I can't do that.
Exactly.
And, but there's got to be a limit to those deal breakers.
Yeah.
A deal breaker. What would be a deal breaker?
Well, I mean, the other thing about this is a great conversation. Instead of looking at the deal breakers, start looking at the positives.
Right.
Because you're focused on what's wrong with this one, or.
Right. You're looking for the negative rather than the positive.
And the other thing, too, is.
So they all have everyone has negative. I do. He does. And
I think there's a lot of stigma, especially around dating. Like, the more I learn and evolve and go through life, I could have been in a relationship a month ago and still be potential and good in a relationship, whereas yours is a deal breaker in a sense, in a way, but I'm not judging you. But we still have to kind of outlook I really want to work with you because there's something behind all of this that's in the way here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really sure what it is. I'm not judging you. It's just something from your past and being picky or letting it happen is also what comes to mind. Just let it happen. Because when we're focused on something, or I'm not saying you're super focused on it, it is coming in. I would like you to practice more of the path of least resistance. Like, just be in your own energy, focus on yourself, put it out to the universe that you want that, or what kind of person you want to be with, and let it come in.
Was there a guy with an L name?
Oh,
Larry.
Larry.
Lenny.
Larry.
Well,
there's an opportunity.
Uh-huh.
There's an opportunity for her coming in.
Uh-huh. So what about this opportunity with the L name?
Well, I don't know, like, a name to the opportunity for her, but, like, I feel as far as, like, time-wise, though, the number six, okay, so anyways, like, about 6 months' time, there's going to be an opportunity that's going to be presented to you for love. Knowing this in advance, like Joe and Maria were talking about, it's going to require you to put in some of your own work, your inner work, as far as you have to reevaluate. It's been a couple of years. You said it's been like 2 years or so that you've dated.
Longer.
You changed, right?
In
that time, you have changed, right? And I'm sure that, like, your needs within a relationship have also changed, right? You're not the same person. So you kind of have to reevaluate who you are and what it is that you are looking for. That way, when this opportunity comes, and you'll be able to recognize it. You know, like Mary was saying, things that are deal breakers versus things that, I don't know, can grow on you or over time, it's not a big deal, you know, certain things, you know, that are trivial. Like, what really matters to you, Stacey? What really matters to you in a relationship? That's what you want. And that's what you're looking for.
I'm sorry.
You know,
because
but you have to do... You have to do that inner work yourself.
Stacey, I want to say...
It's coming. There's going to be an opportunity for you, and it's coming, but it's going to be a test whether you're ready for it or not. So have you grown over these last 2 years or not? You know what I mean?
I do. I want to say one more thing, and we got to... That was really good, Candace, too. We got to kind of move on here. But, Stacey, something jumped at me, and I want you to just... remember this, because it's something I recently also had an aha moment with for myself. And that was because we want things and sometimes we don't realize what's in the way of receiving that. For me, it was being okay with not settling, but, you know, being okay with commitment. And I was subconsciously, meaning I wasn't aware of it, I didn't want to commit to a lot of things. That was jobs. My mom's laughing right now. Jobs, relationships, everything was an opportunity. And it was an opportunity to see how this went, an opportunity. I'm not regretting it. It was all experiences and growth, but I want you to think about commitment and what that feels like to you, because that could be also another thing. I want to thank you for calling in, though, okay?
Yeah.
Well. Did everyone enjoy the show?
It was a good show. Tonight.
Did everyone enjoy our special guest, Maria, which is aka Mom?
Absolutely.
Duh.
Mom, did you have a good time?
I had a good time.
You had a good time? Yeah. I think we're going to have you do the riddles, read the riddles all the time. Maybe we'll have you come up with the next one.
Oh.
Next time you want me to do the reading show, I got to prepare. I can't.
Well,
it's kind of hard to sit with you. I gotta do my thingy.
You do your thingy.
I gotta do my thingy, and then when I do my thingy, I also can't have a cold.
Apparently, she's got a bad cold. Doesn't sound bad, but she's doing good. I want to remind everyone who's listening, whether it's live or also in recording, because you could find this on podcasts. How do they say it? Wherever you get your podcast. We do a show live every Thursday p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we do a contest riddle giveaway, and we also do readings. So please check it out. Also in the description, we got Candace's Blue Owl Intuitive Shop, my page as well. And we also get to hang out with my friend, Tony. Candace is my friend too. Tony, who is a lovely addition to the show, or this show.
Oh,
we still got to do our ritual. All right, Mom, what do you want to explode?
I'm blowing shit up. I'm ready to blow shit up. We can blow some shit up tonight.
Candace, start with what it started off. What do you want to blow up?
Entitled assholes.
Entitled assholes. Ooh.
Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
Yeah.
Yes. Tony.
Baggage claim.
Boom.
Nice. Flight delays.
Taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Insurance.
Oh, flight ticket prices. My God, it's insane. Flight ticket prices.
Flight ticket prices. Oh, man.
TSA. I'm not traumatized.
Wow, we're really going in hard. You say that you don't know what you have till it's gone. I'm afraid of it blowing up.
I know.
My goodness.
Oh, man.
Okay, what else? What else? Oh, how about this theme? Missed opportunities.
Missed opportunities. I'll put it in there for you.
Yeah.
Regrets.
Yes.
Yeah. All worries, doubts, fears, and regrets and past. Yeah. Tofu. I thought it was funny.
Don't
random.
Eat that shit, too.
I made a killer shrimp coconut curry yesterday.
I mean, I guess tofu is great. I mean, it tastes like whatever you put into it, so it's like, you know, but ew.
I was worried about the curry thing. I thought it was too overwhelming, but it came out pretty good. I was impressed myself.
Nice.
So we'll be having our next show next Thursday, which is the 7th of September. I can't believe we're going into September. We'll be following up with how we're doing a week from now. And I want to thank Tony and Candace. Thank you guys for joining and doing the show again.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining.
Wherever
and,
you go, whatever you do, yourself will do it together.
We're doing it together. Fred,
I think we have a new theme song.
Wherever I go, I know he goes.
You heard that. Oh, I did. Oh, wait, Mom. We did talk about how you were trying Tinder out for me. Just
how was that, Mom?
You told them that?
Yeah, and I let everyone know how funny it was to watch you accidentally super sweat.
I did.
Did we match? Like, I'm invested now. Did we match, Joe?
I tried.
No, I didn't really. There was someone that liked
it. But here I am coming up. I was coming up with the witty, like, things to say to get someone's attention.
Yeah.
Well, this is really good.
I don't know how it works in Tinder world, but apparently super likes. You got to, I don't know. I think people, who knows. But I wanted to ask a brief question, short and sweet. What type of girl do you think would be best for me? In the top three.
A patient one.
A patient one. Heard.
Yeah. That didn't take too long.
Patient number two. I'm gonna put this in my Tinder profile. Looking for a patient, you know.
Yeah, but that's like, you gotta be patient with me because I am an idiot.
Oh,
thank you.
You know, like, don't. You,
she's
that's
gotta
what,
be.
You know,
she's gotta be playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't
it's
edit
fun.
This.
Sense of humor.
Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Because you're very playful and fun. Because she's got to, you know, she's got to be fun.
Spunky.
That's good. Thing.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
All right, ladies. You heard it from my mom.
Like the mature Aries.
Top three.
We are going to find Joe, the love of his life.
Number one is patience.
Okay.
And I'm not an idiot.
No,
okay.
No, I mean, because sometimes saying patience, you're not an idiot, no. It's just that, you know, when you put patience as the first thing, it's like I am, you got to have patience with me, because I am someone to have patience with, you know?
Well,
yeah, that's
if
a
you're
whole
asking
vibe.
Someone patient, you must, yes. One must need patience, be patient.
Patience with my spontaneity. Oh, God, that's too true.
Yeah.
Patience with my
spontaneity. That is very true.
That's too true. Mm. Oh, God.
Patience with my ADD.
Yes.
Right, Candace?
He is very spontaneous. Like,
uh-huh.
He does. He loves to experience things, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
Someone's got to be on par with that.
I was dating someone once
with that.
Who really was particular about, like, my schedule or what I, like, was observant of my decisions. Like, why did you not take that road today? And, like, kind of start being concerned. Anyways, I'm not that type of person to have, like, a steady... Not every day I do the same thing. Like, I don't wake up the same way every morning or routine. Like, I'll do similar stuff, but I'm not going to grab the same coffee every morning. Like, I might stop and get a different drink. Like, so I'm always kind of, but I'm finding the due bounds of that.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Thank God.
I'm kind of narrowing.
You would extrapolate that to day to day. I'm going to California, then I'm going to Florida, then I'm going to Virginia, then I'm going to South Carolina, then I'm going to
I'm going places.
Yeah, but like you every day. You change your mind.
I'm kicking
so
ass.
There's moderation.
Might change my mind about you coming on the show next week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, that was a little blow, man.
Well, I think we've come to the end of this show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom, for joining us for the riddle. We did not get the riddle answered tonight, so we will save the contest for next week and prepare for something maybe a little less challenging. If you would like to answer the riddle, join us live next week. All right, guys, what do you have to say?
Peace out. Have a good weekend.
Namaste.
Godspeed.
Godspeed.
I think we said enough.
Bill, my friend. Yes, Ted, my friend. This has been a most excellent adventure.